Welcome back, guys. 4:30 DGS. 1 week from tonight, Rach and I are going to be at Yaya's out on Clarkson Road, just off Highway 40 in the Chesterfield Valley for a new vodka party. Going to be happy hour specials until 8 p.m. We can't talk about the prices because it violates Missouri law.
Yes.
I'd forgotten that.
Yes, you can't. I don't. You can't talk individual drink prices.
Yeah.
You can talk about a bottle, but you can't talk about individual
prices. You
know
what prices. That is? Stupid.
Stupid.
It's kind of dumb.
That is so... Missouri liquor law, you
right,
suck.
Right.
I hate everyone who's dumb.
Yeah.
And you're one of them.
That's kind of silly.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to drink responsibly until you told me it's only a dollar per drink. Now I'm going to go have 50 of them and drive.
I'm going crazy.
God. So much of life really is about containing the dumb.
Well, and it's playing down to the lowest common denominator. When you watch the
TV
commercials.
Like when Channel 5 the other day did a 10-minute expose on, it's 100 degrees today.
Yes.
Don't let your kid slide down a metal slide.
Right. Or when you watch a car commercial and the car takes off and flies around, and then the bottom goes, car does not really fly. Do not attempt.
Anyway, we'll be there next Wednesday, having a party from 6 to 8. Come on out and say hello to us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. You can't believe the battles that I have at times when they come to me and they say, you know, it's really hot. We're going to lead the news tonight. And I'm going, it's summer. It's supposed to be hot.
If it was snowing, we'd be leading the news.
Please don't wear a sweater. It's 95
That's
degrees.
Right, right.
That's right.
Yeah. And remember, dress in layers.
Drink lots of water.
That's right.
And don't forget about those pets.
That's it.
I almost forgot about my
pets.
And
times,
the elderly.
How many times in your career, Dave, have you given the basic heat-like rules, like stay hydrated? You know,
very rarely.
And good.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. Very rarely. I will mention pets.
I hear them all the time.
I do mention pets in the heat and the cold just because. And but most of the time, it's like, if you guys want to do that, you go ahead. I'm not going to do that. Because I think most people know that drink a lot of water. Stay out of the sun.
Right.
Get some shade. Get some AC. Get some fan. Don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
I think we get it. We get it.
You always hear the hot ones, you always hear the cold ones, and you always hear the tornado ones.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite one is go outside and lay in a ditch.
Yeah.
Try not to walk into the tornado.
Yeah. I always like to say with tornado warnings, you know, get to the lowest possible point, stay away from windows. Boom.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's perfect. Go outside and lay in a ditch.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with that, though, because I walked home probably a mile from school, and I just knew a tornado would hit. So I knew where all the ditches were. And I kind of wanted it to happen.
Really?
You know.
Did you ever practice? Just what's Glover doing at her? I'm ready. I just want to know exactly.
You ever stock the ditches with supplies in case you were there for any amount of time?
Remember years ago we had that whole kerfuffle about when I said, when we had a tornado blow through, and I sent everyone down to the basement, and I stayed upstairs to open all the windows. And everyone got mad at me and called me an idiot. And I said, growing up, that's what everyone said.
Because the glass will cut you.
Well, no. Well, that's why it's supposedly back when we were growing up, it would neutralize the pressure in the house.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with it. And in order to take the time to do that, you're putting yourself in jeopardy because of the glass or because being hit. Yeah, you know, there's no windows in a ditch.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
A safe place.
Yeah, I hate to brag about my wealth, but I have a ditch in my basement. Wouldn't that be cool?
Just cool. Just dig that right out of the concrete.
Just mow it.
Just right.
Look, when this tornado comes, I'll be the last man standing.
Where's Glover? He's in his basement practicing again.
In his ditch.
The basement ditch.
The basement ditch. Nice.
So I thought today was the change. No?
It was for a while, and then the sun roared out for about 2 hours and popped us to 90 degrees. I think that's the 11th day in a row of 90. The humidity was just crazy today. But that was supposed to be there. The humidity was supposed to be up a little bit even more because of the rain last night. And we have more rain coming up. There's a big patch coming up I-44 right now. Line of thunderstorms. Nothing severe at this point coming in from the west. So here in Metro St. Louis, let's think anytime after 6 o'clock, up until about 10 o'clock, expect rain and thunderstorms around. limited severe weather, but there will be heavy downpours of rain, some small stream and creek flooding, and some intense lightning. So just got to be ready to get inside if you're going to be outside.
Man, driving home last night, woof.
Yeah.
That was something else.
Yeah, there are folks who didn't see a drop of rain last night. I don't know how that's possible. This was such a solid wall that pulled together over St. Louis. But there are folks who didn't see anything. Other folks, 2 inches of rain.
I'll bet you I probably got 2 inches of my house. I mean, it was coming down strong for 30, 45 minutes. Yep.
Yeah.
Needed it. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. Got more coming. More coming not only tonight, but again tomorrow night. And again, Friday.
Can we go there yet with Saturday night?
Yes, Saturday night. What time?
6 to 10.
Yeah, you're going to have some rain and thunderstorms around. Uh-oh. During the day looks okay, but it's at night there should be some thunderstorms
Mark's
around.
Mark's pasta party.
We'll be indoors.
Yeah. The worst thing is soggy pasta.
I know. Plus, we're in Paducah, which means...
It's Paducah.
Paducah. We're miles away.
Got a
You're
corner?
Having a pasta party in Paducah?
That's a story.
Wow.
And I'm sticking with it.
Sounds like a Las Vegas trip to me.
No. You know what? I'll take photos. I'll get photos for you of all of my friends enjoying delicious homemade pasta.
No.
No, we
don't need that.
No, thanks.
We believe you.
Thank you. A Mississippi man is accused of beating a neighbor with a hammer and an axe handle for hiring someone else to mow their lawn. The Greenwood Commonwealth reports 39-year-old Brad Gentry had been paid to mow his neighbor's lawn, but stopped halfway through and left. LaFleur County Sheriff Ricky Banks says the neighbor Ray Ferris then went out, got someone else to finish the task. Banks says Gentry came back angry and beat the hell out of the man and took $40 off him.
Wait a minute. The guy who didn't finish the job
came back
because he got someone to finish his job.
Because he had to take a break for some reason and left, came back, and beat this guy with an axe handle. Yeah. And took $40 off of him, so doesn't seem right. The press conference, I don't know exactly a press conference.
Right. Doesn't seem right to me.
No.
Anyway.
Seems this morning they had the one with Trump, and it had all the Republicans there. Did you watch this?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, I did too, yeah.
Oh, my God. How stupid was that? Trump is speaking, and then he goes,
It's like a bunch of little kids.
Yes. He goes, Bob Johnson, do you have something to say? And
no,
Bob goes.
It's even worse than that. He started with, he got done speaking, and there's, like you said, there's the panel of all these Republicans, of all these guys. And I said this earlier. You're dealing with mostly 60, 70-year-old adults. And they act like little kids because the president goes, does anybody have anything else they want to say? Anybody want to add something? At first, Dave, nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything. And they just all kind of sat. They all were like, and it looked like it was to the point where the president was just going to go, okay, thanks, everyone. But then one person was like, I'm going to speak up.
Yep.
And did the whole like, well, Mr. President, I just want to tell you how great your leadership is.
It was brutal.
And then... Since he did it,
the next guy.
Now another guy had to do it, and then another guy had to do it, and then another guy had to. Well, if he's going to say something, I'm going to say something. Oh, yeah. If he's going to say, I'm going to tell him, President, how much I like him. If he's going to tell him how much I like him, I'm going to tell him, President, how much.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was exactly that. Nobody was going to say anything, and then one person did, and so everybody went,
"Yeah,
oh, I have to say something now. Oh, I have to tell the president how strong his leadership is." It was like a bunch of little kids.
Yes.
It was so noticeable. I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because it...
We were watching it at home, and it was so obvious.
Scrambling for something to say.
I think your hair looks good.
Yes, that's what it was like. I think most of them probably goes, do you have something to say? And he goes, well, you mean the page you hand, you know, gave me? Yes, Mr. President. I was like, that's what it sounded like. It was just pathetic. Why he did that, I mean, if you're going to... I get it. You're going to want support from your own people, but this is just totally dumb. How much time we have?
Oh, oodles.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Let's go back to...
He's kind of...
We can make this two segments if you want. I don't care.
Sweet. Let's go back to Star Wars. And you brought up a really good
Somebody
fact.
On Twitter said, Close must have had a bad experience when he watched Star Wars at the theater.
I got bad
That you have such a...
No.
You're so mad at it.
I'm not mad.
Why do you have 12 knuckles in your finger?
Because I'm super strong. I'm almost like a superhero.
You're like the alien's legs.
Okay. I didn't know I've got the same amount of knuckles you have.
I say nay.
No?
Mm-mm. Go on.
Star Wars.
So anyway, Star Wars.
Why you hate it?
Why?
Why you always hating?
I'm hating. Couple things that I know about. Couple things I know a lot about.
Okay.
Okay? Lawnmowers. I know a lot about lawnmowers. Okay?
They're Star featured Wars. Heavily in all the
prequels. The lawnmower edition.
I think I have...
If this were happening at Del Mar Gardens, they would double your Aricept.
And I would take it.
I want you to understand something. You're the one who did weeks and weeks on eggs. And you made...
No,
and you
I did one corner.
No, you did multiple corners.
I did multiple a couple corners. Yeah. Because I approached it from a different direction every time.
Hold on. And you wanted to prove how important eggs were how everybody, how they were good for everybody
yes.
and how they were such this wonderful thing. And it was important for you to stress how great eggs were.
Yes.
But when somebody brings up Star Wars, something who touches millions of people.
All right.
That's
a good point.
Only a tiny percentage of Uber nerds even know what Star Wars
okay.
is. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Okay, answer this
Do
question.
Do you understand?
Yes. This will settle it all. Answer this question.
We're having a breakthrough.
Truthfully, answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
In the world as we know it,
mm-hmm.
what's more important?
I knew that's where you're going.
What Star Wars are eggs?
Keep in mind that eggs taste different when you
eggs.
Prepare them
important.
Differently.
Important. Bottom line's important.
Eggs. I vote eggs.
Okay.
What
I
would
honestly
more
vote
people
Star Wars.
Rather talk about? What would more people rather hear about on the radio?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I mean, there's the egg industry. That's but
what would more people in the audience rather talk about? Star Wars or eggs? Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, I'll give you that. What's more important in the world today? Star Wars.
What does that matter?
Well, you could argue that Star Wars is just...
This is an entertainment show, brother.
It's inspired the imaginations of millions of people.
The bottom line is the bottom line.
And eggs have fed millions and millions. Dave Murray agreed with me.
Which has generated more revenue?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, eggs. Eggs, by far.
I'm asking the internet.
Oh, eggs. I mean... How many eggs are eaten every day? I happen to know that.
The bottom line is the bottom line, brother. What do more people care about?
I didn't ask that question.
What show would get more listeners on television or radio?
I don't know.
One about Star Wars or one
eggs.
About an egg?
If this were a dream and I woke up and told everyone I dreamt this exact scenario, it'd be like, geez.
You're kidding. I agree. Star Wars.
Eggs you eat
never
before
proved,
you went to bed.
I've
yeah.
never proved
eggs,
you so wrong eggs. So many times.
No.
And you refuse to give up.
I just asked you the question.
Maybe
I answered it.
Maybe the maddest I've ever seen, Mark, was when he did the whole eggs taste different no matter how you prepare them.
And it's absolutely true. A scrambled egg tastes different than a fried egg.
They
and
come in their own.
I think he's proven this point.
They come in their own carrying case.
And their
case.
Own carrying case. And they're too full because once they're an egg, and then they become a chicken.
All right.